And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey there, wellness warriors and curious minds. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health, your go-to space for all things holistic health. I'm Carly Bigelow, a nationally certified aromatherapist through the National Association of Holistic Aromatherapists. I'm going to be your guide on this scent-filled journey today. So picture this. It's been a long day. You're stressed out. Your to-do list is laughing at you. And all you want is some peace. Enter essential oils. These tiny bottles of liquid gold that can transform your mood, your space, and even your health. But wait, how do you actually use them? Are they even safe? Today we're diving into Essential Oils 101, where you'll learn everything you need to start using aromatherapy safely and effectively. Spoiler alert, there's way more to it than just buying a bottle and sniffing it. So what exactly is aromatherapy? At its core, it's the art and science of using natural plant extracts, essential oils, to support physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And let me tell you, this practice has been around for centuries. Ancient Egypt? Yep. Medieval Europe? Absolutely. Your great-grandma's lavender sachet? You better believe it. Now here's the fun part. Essential oils aren't just about smelling nice. They work on a chemical level too. When you inhale an essential oil, it hits your olfactory system and goes straight to your brain's limbic system. Basically your control center for emotions, memory, and mood. Pretty amazing, right? Okay, before you dive headfirst into your essential oil collection, we need to talk about safety. These oils are very potent. Like one drop is all you need potent. Here are my golden rules. Number one, always dilute. Essential oils should be mixed with a carrier oil like coconut, jojoba, or sweet almond oil. Rule of thumb, one drop of essential oil per teaspoon of carrier for adults. Number two, a patch test. If it is a new oil, you should try it on a small area of skin first before applying it topically. Nobody wants a surprise rash. Number three, know your audience. Some oils aren't safe for kids, pregnant folks, or pets. Essential oils can be used safely, both for pets, babies, and kids, which I do quite often on my dog and my children ever since they came home from the hospital. It's important to follow proper dilution ratios and what ones to avoid or to use sparingly. So research is great, or working with a certified aromatherapist so that they can help you through this. And rule number four, can you ingest them? Well, sometimes you can. It depends on the labeling, but it's best to work with a certified practitioner so that you can steer clear of putting oils in your drinks or food that don't belong there. All right, let's build your starter kit. Here are my top five essential oils every beginner should have. Lavender. It's like the Swiss Army knife of oils. It's great for relaxation, sleep. So backstory, lavender for me was my gateway into essential oils. I was very adamant about not trying essential oils because I absolutely hated the smell of lavender, or so I thought. What I actually hated was the smell of synthetic lavender. And somebody pointed out to me that it's way different. And they gave me a sample of lavender essential oil, and it sat on my shelf for months. But then I finally decided to try it when I needed to calm my daughter, who was at the time a baby, down. So I took it off the shelf after I tried everything. I opened it up and I sniffed it, and lo and behold, I actually really loved the smell. So if you think you hate lavender or you're having trouble with lavender, because before that, anything that had lavender, or I should say synthetic lavender in it, my skin would break out terribly. Now my skin can't get enough of the real lavender. So don't rule something out just because you've smelled the synthetic or applied the synthetic and it didn't work out the first time. That's where the patch test comes in handy. Another oil that you should have if you're just beginning, peppermint. Perfect for headaches, sore muscles, and energy boosts. Another oil that's great in your starter kit is lemon. It's a mood lifter and it's a cleaning superstar. I love to put lemon in our bathroom diffusers after I clean because it just makes the scent of the cleanliness last longer, I feel. But it's definitely one that I have going almost daily in basically the kitchens, the bathroom, anywhere I want a fresh, clean smell. Another one that's great for your starter kit is tea tree. It's skin's best friend. From blemishes to cuts, this oil's got your back. Just remember to dilute it. And then last but not least, because there are way more I could add to this list, eucalyptus. If you're feeling stuffy, this oil is like a spa day for your sinuses. Add it to a bowl of hot water, lean over, and breathe it in, and you'll be breathing back in no time. Now that you've got your oils, let's put them to work. Here are three easy ways to incorporate aromatherapy into your daily routine. You could use them for a morning pick-me-up, adding 3 drops of lemon and 2 drops of peppermint to your diffuser while you're getting ready. That'll be an instant energy boost, yes. You can add it to your bedtime ritual, mix lavender and a carry oil, rub it on your feet. You can add it to your bedtime ritual, mix some lavender with a carrier oil and rub it on your feet and feel the stress melt away. Another thing you can do is create a DIY spray, combining water, white vinegar, and a few drops of tea tree for a cleaner that's natural, smells great, and actually works. Now, before we wrap up, here's your challenge for the week. Pick one essential oil and use it daily. Maybe it's diffusing lavender before bed or dabbing peppermint on your temples during a headache. Experiment and see how it changes your day. Now that you've gotten a glimpse into the amazing world of essential oils, are you ready to take your wellness journey to the next level? Imagine having a personalized aromatherapy plan tailored just for you and your family. During these consultations, we dive into your health goals, your lifestyle, and your preferences and budget to create a custom plan that fits your unique needs, whether it's stress relief, better sleep, or supporting your family's overall wellness. I'll guide you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. It helps more people discover the magic of holistic living. Don't forget to share this with a friend who may have been wanting to try aromatherapy, but hasn't quite taken the plunge. Thanks for joining me on this aromatic adventure. Until next time, keep breathing in wellness and living your best life.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.